Eastern sky. A fat, confident yellow-white ball advancing as ever for the first time toward the future, and leaving in its wake the steadily accumulating past, which darkens as it recedes, making blind men of us all. Below, the early sun touches the river's wide, soft ripples with molten highlights. Sunlight glints from the tracks of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad running between the riverbank and the backs of the shabby two-story houses along County Road 00, known as Nail House Row, the lowest point of the comfortable-looking little town extending uphill and eastward beneath us. At this moment, in the coulee country, life seems to be holding its breath. The motionless air around us carries such remarkable purity and sweetness that you might imagine a man could smell a radish pulled out of the ground a mile away. Moving toward the sun, we glide away from the river and over the shining tracks, the backyards and roofs of Nail House Row, then a line of Harley-Davidson motorcycles tilted on their kickstands. These unprepossessing little houses were built early in the century recently vanished for the metal pourers, mold makers, and crate men employed by the Peterson Nail Factory. On the grounds that working stiffs would be unlikely to complain about the flaws in their subsidized accommodations, they were constructed as cheaply as possible. Peterson Nail, which had suffered multiple hemorrhages during the 50s, finally bled to death in 1963. The waiting Harleys suggest that the factory hands have been replaced by a motorcycle gang. The uniformly ferocious appearance of the Harleys' owners, wild-haired, bushy-bearded, swag-bellied men sporting earrings, black leather jackets, and less than the full complement of teeth, would seem to support this assumption. Like most assumptions, this one embodies an uneasy half-truth. The current residents of Nail House Row, whom suspicious locals dubbed the Thunder Five soon after they took over the houses along the river, cannot so easily be categorized. They have skilled jobs in the Kingsland Brewing Company, located just out of town to the south and one block east of the Mississippi. If we look to our right, we can see the world's largest six-pack storage tanks, painted over with gigantic Kingsland old-time lager labels. The men who live on Nail House Row met one another on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois, where all but one were undergraduates majoring in English or philosophy. The exception was a resident in surgery at the UIUC University Hospital. They get an ironic pleasure from being called the Thunder Five. The name strikes them as sweetly cartoonish. What they call themselves is the Hegelian Scum. These gentlemen form an interesting crew, and we will make their acquaintance later on. For now, we have time only to note the hand-painted posters taped to the fronts of several houses, two lamp poles, and a couple of abandoned buildings. The posters say, "Fisherman, you better pray to your stinking God we don't catch you first. Remember Amy." From Nail House Row, Chase Street runs steeply uphill between listing buildings with worn, unpainted facades the color of fog. The old Nelson Hotel, where a few impoverished residents lie, sleeping, a blank-faced tavern, a tired shoe store displaying Red Wing work boots behind its filmy picture window, a few other dim buildings that bear no indication of their function and seem oddly dreamlike and vaporous. These structures have the air of failed resurrections, of having been rescued from the dark westward territory, although they were still dead. In a way, that is precisely what happened to them. An ochre horizontal stripe, 10 feet above the sidewalk on the facade of the Nelson Hotel, and 2 feet from the rising ground on the opposed ashen faces of the last two buildings, represents the high water mark left behind by the flood of 1965, when the Mississippi rolled over its banks, drowned the railroad tracks and Nail House Row, and mounted nearly to the top of Chase Street. Where Chase rises above the flood line and levels out, it widens.